Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Notebooks, pencils, paper, glue sticks. The school supply list for students seems to grow each year. For many parents in Baltimore, some of the items are out of reach. Some students may begin the year prepared but run out of materials after a few months. Schools do their best to provide for kids, but a heavy burden often falls on teachers. Melissa Badiger is a former elementary school teacher and a recipient of one of this year's Open Society Institute Baltimore Fellowships. There are 10 fellows this year. Each will receive $60,000 over the next 18 months to fund a local project. The Open Society Institute is a nonprofit that supports proposals that address problems in Baltimore's underserved communities, from mentoring young people to criminal justice reform. Melissa Badiger's project started with a friend and another former teacher, Kathleen Williams. It's called the Baltimore Teacher Supply Swap. They aim to collect and give away school supplies to educators, including teachers, daycare providers, and homeschool parents. Give the supplies away for free. Melissa Badiger, welcome to On the Record.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Where did this idea come from?
The idea started when I left teaching in 2012. I had boxes and boxes of materials in my classroom that I had accumulated, most of which I had purchased myself. A lot of love and money went into them. And when my husband and I decided to move houses, I realized that I couldn't keep them in my basement anymore. And so I had no alternative way to give them to a teacher, which is what I would have loved to do. There was no system in place to do that. So I ended up doing the only thing I could do, which was toss them in the dumpster. And I cried. I was very upset because a lot of love and money had got into it, but mostly because I knew someone out there could use it. I just didn't know how to give it away. And from that moment on, I resolved that this should never happen to anyone ever again.
That collection that ended up in the dumpster, I mean, when you were teaching, how much were you spending on school supplies for your classroom?
I spent well over $1,000 every year out of my own pocket. Research shows that the average teacher spends $600, but many of those teachers spend well over $1,000 a year.
It's hard for me to imagine that there wasn't some way if teachers are reaching into their pockets to that degree, that there wasn't already some system for teachers to help each other out if they had extra supplies.
I thought the same thing, and I did some research, went online, looked around, tried to find something, and couldn't find anything anywhere. And so that's why my co-founder, Kathleen Williams, and I decided to start something.
Well, what kind of pressure does that put on teachers to have to spend their own money to decorate their classrooms, make sure students have what they need to participate in learning?
It's tremendously burdensome. When you think about it, we are putting our children's futures into teachers' hands, and we're not even giving those teachers the supplies to help the students. So I don't know how we can expect our students to succeed when we're not even setting up our teachers to succeed. You know, the turnover rate in Baltimore City after 5 years is about 30%. It's incredible pressure being a teacher. There's a lot of pressure. You're expected to meet all kinds of demands. You wear many hats. You care so much about the kids. You pour your heart into it. And you're not even respected enough to be given basic tools. It's tremendously burdensome.
So the system that you and Kathleen Williams set up, describe it in simplest terms.
So I'll kind of start from the beginning. We collect donations from teachers, businesses, schools, and individuals. And then our volunteers curate and organize them at our location, which is located at 1224 Wacomico Street in South Baltimore. It's kind of like a warehouse. And at that location, we put all the supplies out at the free store. We sort them by content, area, category, type, so that it's easy to find what you're looking for. And then we're open on Saturdays from 11 to 2 and Thursdays 3 to 5:30. And during that time, anyone who needs supplies, no matter who you are, can come in and take whatever you need.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Melissa Badiger about the Baltimore Teacher Supply Swap. It provides teachers with free school supplies for their classrooms. Melissa is receiving one of this year's Open Society Institute's community fellowships. I want to pick up on a couple of things. One word you used and where the supplies come from, you said schools. If the supplies are at the schools, why are we having this conversation?
That's a very good question. When I first started doing this, I did it kind of as a side project. I didn't really understand myself why this was happening. And as this continued, I started to realize that this is a really huge problem in that when you walk into a classroom and you see everything on the walls, the things that the kids are working with, there's an excellent chance that the teacher spent their own money on all of those things. And I now know that there's an excellent chance that those same materials are probably gathering dust in a school basement or a supply closet, or in a business basement or supply closet. We're doing a lot of research into why is it that these school basements are filled with these things, yet the teachers aren't able to access them, or even worse, the schools throw them away? So we're trying to do some research to kind of figure out, we're talking to teachers, principals, trying to figure out why is that happening, what are the reasons for it, and what can the teacher supply swap do to help?
Long term, do you think there needs to be a teacher supply swap, or do you think this is a problem that the schools could solve internally? Or that's what the research is about?
That's what we're kind of trying to figure out. Principals also have a lot of burdens. I know that they're highly stressed out. So I'm kind of gathering that maybe principals aren't sure what to buy for the teachers, and that's why when what they buy just doesn't get used. Also, a lot of what's in closets is when teachers retire or when they switch grade levels or when they leave the school, they want their supplies to go somewhere. So they leave it in the closet, you know, hoping that someone will be able to use it. But then that supply closet gets filled. And like I mentioned, time is valuable for teachers and principals. No one has time to go through it and figure out what's usable, what's not. So with all the things that are happening in the school, they end up throwing it away. So I don't know if it's an issue of time. I don't know if it's an issue of principals are just accidentally purchasing the wrong materials. But either way, they're getting thrown away or they're not accessible to teachers. So what I do hope to do is to possibly create a system whereby the schools might be able to enter what they need into a database, enter what they have into a database, and then the exchange can happen that way. But that's kind of a very long-term goal.
So you now have this supply store at 1224 Wacomico Street in South Baltimore. You're open Saturdays 11 to 2 and Thursdays 3 to 5:30. How do teachers find out about the supply swap?
The best way that teachers find out about it is word of mouth. You can't get any better PR than when a teacher walks into a school with a box of supplies and says, I got all this for free. And all the other teachers go bananas and they want to know, where did you get that? That's great. So word of mouth is really the best way. We do promote ourselves at resource fairs. We put flyers out at organizations such as the Maryland Book Bank, who follows a similar model as us. A lot of our teachers come to us after after going to the book bank because they find out about us there. We partner with other organizations and spread the word that way. But the best way is word of mouth.
What are the most popular items that teachers reach for?
Basic school supplies are always popular. Notebooks, pencils, paper, things like that, because those are consumable. As the school year goes on, the kids use them up and they need more. Other things that are possible are basic classroom management items like bins or pencil sharpeners. Teaching is a lot more than just teaching math and reading. You have to be able to functionally run a classroom and monitor and manage behavior, but there's a lot of things that are required for that. So bins for the pencils to go in, or places for all the paint to go, or hangers where center materials can go so the kids can just go pick it up and bring it back to the table. So things that make the classroom operate are also very popular.
On average, how much in supplies does an educator walk out with?
Well, teachers can come in and fill the bags with whatever they want. We have found that each bag has an average retail value of about $20, and each teacher takes about 2.5 bags each time they visit. So they get a $50 average value every time they visit. They can come however often they'd like and take up to 5 bags each time.
What do you hear from teachers? What kind of feedback do you get?
They are so thrilled, so happy, so thankful. One story that I love is last summer, there was a summer camp being run, and their focus was nutrition and health, and they found out about us. They came to visit us every day we were open for like a month before the camp started. And afterwards, they came to us and told us that they had initially thought that they were only going to be able to serve 25 students, but because they were able to get everything they needed at the teacher supply swap, they could use their budget for other things, and they were able to serve 100 students. So that's 100 students who were able to get into this fantastic summer program where they were fed, they learned, they did fun activities. And without the teacher supply swap, those kids wouldn't have been able to attend.
So what are the next steps for the supply swap?
One thing that we're looking to do is to go mobile. We've heard from some teachers that they have difficulty coming to us for whatever reason. So we hope to develop a program where teachers can request materials that they would like and we deliver to them. Also, other steps are now that I have more daytime availability, I really just want to start going into schools during the day, and we're going to offer a closet cleaning service where if you tell us, I have all this stuff in the closet, but no one has time to go through it, email or call and schedule a time, we will come clean out your closet and take it all away.
How can the community get involved?
I always tell people, and Sheila, I will tell you this too, look in your house, look in your junk drawer. I bet you have some office supplies. Maybe your kids have some toys, puzzles, games they've outgrown. Perhaps you did a craft and you have the supplies left over. We take all of those things. It's a great way to clear out space and also to give to teachers. Another huge resource that we get is from businesses. A lot of businesses have supply closets filled with stuff, or maybe they're moving, or maybe they rebranded and they need to get rid of all their old stuff. We get boxes and boxes of supplies from businesses. So if you work in an office or know someone who works in an office, it can't hurt to ask, you know, what's going on with the supply closet? And again, we will come pick it up. You don't have to bring it to us. We'll come pick it up.
Thank you for telling us about this, and good luck with it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Melissa Badeker's project, started with a friend and former teacher, Kathleen Williams, is called the Baltimore Teacher Supply Swap. Its website is teachersupplyswap.org. There are 9 other Open Society Institute fellows this year. Their projects include increasing food access for Baltimore's Latino immigrant community and an arts and employment program for young people transitioning out of juvenile detention centers. We plan to profile more of this year's OSI cohort in the coming weeks. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Have a great day and tune in tomorrow.